This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's coming up with.
We'll see what happens. There are a lot of people are predicting other things, but I have a feeling it's going to work out very well, and I think our country really needs him. He's going to be a great leader.
Hi, everyone. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Well, you just heard there Donald Trump talking about Pompeo, and it's interesting because, of course, he's in the news for a couple of things, or we're talking about him for a couple of reasons. So we'll jump into that. We'll also talk about the sad passing of Barbara Bush, but a life well lived and how she's being remembered. And then, of course, the jet engine that ruptured in midair, the Southwest, what a nightmare that is. Makes you think about where you sit on the plane, I'll tell you that. As we dive into this, let's talk about President Trump sent CIA agency director, of course, Mike Pompeo, on this secret trip to meet with the nut job Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang, easy for me to say, over Easter. Pompeo, of course, is tapped by Trump, you heard there, last month to serve as Secretary of State, met with Kim to talk about the terms of a summit between the leaders of the two countries aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program. We've been talking about this for a while. We've been talking about this with Washington insiders. Trump referred to the discussions earlier this week, saying his administration had directly engaged North Korea at extremely high levels. So Pompeo's trip was first reported by the Washington Post. He says Trump said he expects a summit to be convened probably in early June or before. So now at least we're hearing the potential of when it may be. It might be June, might be May. Here we are almost at the end of April. So keep your eye on that, and then keep your eye on Pompeo and what happens with him as Secretary of State. As you heard from the President there, he hopes that it's a smooth sailing for Pompeo with the hearings, and we'll see how, of course, that goes. All right, speaking of not smooth sailing, but the fact that you had an incredible pilot who righted the plane as soon as possible, so quickly, it must have been incredibly scary. And I'm on the road and speaking to you from the road. In fact, just was in Manhattan and flew into LaGuardia, flew on a similar plane, and now I'm over the bridge in New Jersey. But Southwest Airlines says that, you know, you've got it, and I agree with this. Southwest Airlines talked about how incredible the pilot was. I mean, the left engine breaks midair, sends an object toward the body of the plane. It bursts through the window above the airplane's left wing. A passenger sucked toward the hole where the window used to be. Passengers pull her back, but she dies, which bravo for the passengers. This flight was 20 minutes into a trip similar from mine that I've made several times from New York to Dallas. It's a heavily trafficked area. Alarms are blaring in the cockpit. Passengers said it sounded like an explosion boom from the left side of the plane. Oxygen masks dropped from the ceiling, and then it was terrifying, and the plane's engine had undergone, obviously, a visual, and you can hear it in the background. They had suffered a visual, you know, seeing what had happened, and the plane had had an inspection just a couple of days before. So the passengers get that visual that are by the woman trying to help her, and this was just crazy what happened with the Southwest plane. And Southwest said in an email on Sunday, workers had looked at the inlet, the exhaust cowlings, and the fairings, and the next scheduled blade lube and the first ultrasonic inspection on the number one engine of the 772 was scheduled to be accomplished in December of the year. So they're saying the typical maintenance was done in this, and of course everybody was going crazy on the plane, and can you blame them? What would that feel like it's your worst nightmare to think about it. And I know we talk statistically about what are the odds, but people were just trying so hard to save that poor woman and just could not do it. You know, objects were flying out. They said clothes and jackets went into the hole. There was a guy who was sitting a couple rows away from the woman, and he was describing what that was like and saying you had smoke coming, you know, some had smoke kind of coming in the window, and it was chaos. Nobody could hear, and the plane descended from 31,000 feet to 10,000 feet in 5 minutes. So it was so loud, how could you hear any sort of you know, announcement? And you couldn't, is the answer. You could not hear it. And seeing that engine is frightening. But bravo to the pilot, who was a female pilot, who was the first female pilot in the Navy, who just did an incredible job of getting things on even keel when that happened. And that is her job, but she did it so well, thank goodness, because there was definitely panic, and that jet engine rupturing in midair would certainly frighten anyone. I cannot imagine that, and especially just flying that route would be absolutely crazy. In the meantime, and we're going to let you hear Jeb Bush's reaction to his mother's death, but a woman who was known to really speak her mind, and I love that about Barbara Bush, the former First Lady. I had a chance to meet her a couple of times, but you know, she had the familiar puff of white hair and the pearls, and that was sort of her signature when she was in the White House. But I think her signature was that she didn't suffer fools. And, you know, married for over 70 years to George Bush, so at the age of 92 she dies, and a memorial service is going to be held at St. Martin's Episcopal Church, just a few blocks away from where she and George H.W. Bush, the former president, built a home. So they were longtime Houston residents, and also of course in Kennebunkport, Maine. And she had congestive heart failure and pulmonary disease, and she was the matriarch of the family. There's no question about that. She saw not only her husband win the White House, but also her son, and what a unique position certainly that put her in. There's no question. You know, on this show, on kind of the lighter note here, and as I said, we're going to let you hear what Jeb Bush had to say in our next segment, but I just happened to see this in the USA Today, and it made me think of all of you and all the, you know, artificial intelligence we use now. And I mean, I can raise my hand in that category. I have Alexa, of course, and ask Alexa questions. When the other comes on later this week, we'll talk about that. But the poll that I saw said 56% of Americans have considered that digital assistants could be recording or listening to their conversations. That is kind of creepy to think of it. What a way to do that. Plant an Alexa. Have it planted in Alexa. And No, that's not happening. But it does make you think, doesn't it? It made me think when I saw that, and I can completely understand why so many people that are polled, you know, feel that way, because of course they feel that way, because we keep hearing about it. All right, and then one last thing. How about this? Do you hit the Starbucks in the morning or at night? Are you one of those people you pay a lot for that Starbucks coffee? Couldn't be more popular, right? Howard Schultz's excellent brainchild. They're going to close 8,000
brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown and small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
And I'll tell you, it was just an outpouring on social media and reaction from so many people. This was from George P. Bush, who is the grandson of Barbara Bush, one of them. And he said, my grandmother's entire life was focused on others. For my grandfather, she was his top advisor and confidant. For her family, she was a steady, loving, and guiding hand. And for her country, she was an inspiration and an example for all. Wow. Other statements, of course, Donald Trump, president, said, at FLOTUS, Melania and I will join the nation in celebrating the life of Barbara Bush. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau described Mrs. Bush as always a friend to Canada who leaves a legacy of dignity, grace, service, and devotion to family. I thought that was very nice. Well said, in other words. Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama wrote in a statement that Mrs. Bush was the rock of a family dedicated to public service and will always be grateful to Mrs. Bush for the generosity she showed us throughout our time in the White House. We're even more grateful for the way she lived her life as a testament to the fact that public service is an important and noble calling. And they went on to say a few other things. And there were a lot of people that reacted, and not shockingly, to the death of Barbara Bush, who, again, was really the matriarch of the family, of the Bush dynasty, of that family. Governor John Bel Edwards described Mrs. Bush as an incredible, from Louisiana, as an incredible first lady who served alongside her husband with class, grace, and dignity. And talked about her, you know, how she pushed her whole life to end illiteracy, and that was really one of her great big causes. And, you know, even NASA, it's interesting. Saw a great picture of the bushes at NASA. And it was tweeted out by NASA, and they said, "We're saddened by the loss of former First Lady Barbara Bush. In her honor, here's a picture of her and former President George H.W. Bush calling astronauts in space from Mission Control in Houston during a space shuttle mission." And that was back in 2007. And boy, oh boy, so interesting again, the reaction from so many people to the death of Barbara Bush, who lived a long life. As I said, a life well lived. When you are born in 1925 and you live to 2018, pretty decent health, had some health issues, and of course that's ultimately what happened, as I mentioned in the first segment, but at the age of 92, and there's so many quotes, interesting things that happened in her lifetime, and again, just the fact that she suffered no fools, to me, I thought was what she was about, you know. And one of the quotes I pulled out that I saw is, "I'm taking a vow not to advise," because there were certainly some trying times. And she also said, "Suddenly Women's Lib had made me feel my life had been wasted," because, you know, she was constantly asked about the role of women, particularly in the time that George Bush was running, and then when he ultimately was elected, and just their life in Washington with the other positions that he held. All right, let's bounce around in a couple of other directions and kind of fill in, you know, some of the blanks on a couple of other things. I always say America Tonight is really about what the buzz is in your backyard and mine. I think the Southwest flight has really rocked a lot of people. There's another Delta flight. There was a Delta flight that had problems with an engine. Nothing horrific like the Southwest flight, but they, you know, took care of it immediately. And I think now that there's going to be a lot of, I don't know, there's going to be a lot of consternation about that, perhaps. But, you know, the mask came down, and the people in the Southwest flight reacted and tried to do, you know, what they could to help the poor woman who was caught with the shrapnel and from the engine, and, you know, ultimately what happened there. I happened to see this because somebody was asking me about pollution since I'm in New York. And I said, you know, it's funny that people look at New York for pollution, because really New York is 10th on what was now just done, an ozone pollution poll, and the 10 most polluted metro areas in the U.S. don't start with an N. Has nothing to do with New York. In fact, Los Angeles, Long Beach was number one. Bakersfield, California, number two. Visalia and Porterville, California, three. Fresno, four. You're getting this, right? Five, Sacramento, six. San Diego. Modesto was seven. Modesto, California. Phoenix was eight on the list. So there's curveball, Arizona. Reddington, California. Redding, California. I've been there. Not Reddington. Redding. And then New York, New Jersey, etc. That doesn't make the list until 10th. So, you know, how do you figure that with California? Because California is known for strict environmental regulations. Why are so many cities from that state? What's the problem with that? And supposedly they're trying to counteract air pollution. So, boy, isn't that interesting? That they make the list again and again and again and again and again. And, you know, what is it about that? So the Los Angeles Long Beach area holds the distinction of being the most ozone polluted city for the entire 19-year history of the report. Boy, that's something you don't want to own, right? So overall, this report that was done, by the way, by the American Lung Association. The report said about 133 million Americans, so that would be roughly more than 4 out of 10, live with unhealthy levels of pollution, placing them at a big risk for premature death and other serious health effects like lung cancer, asthma attacks, you know, that kind of stuff. So certainly that is disheartening. All right, so we go from the pollution thing to, did you file your taxes? I know a lot of people were running out doing the quarterly thing because of the extra time they got to file. And I said this before, nobody likes taxes. It's like the IRS is the three dreaded letters. I mean, you know, I talk about flat tax or fair tax, and I'm not sure what the answer is, but I'm not sure I'm going to see it in my lifetime. But the IRS got hit with a computer glitch on tax day. So you get that extra day if you had to file something. And when people are scrambling and they're trying to do their own taxes, the extra day, I think, gave some people some breathing room, and quarterly taxes, etc., could be filed because if people were freaked and trying to do the their taxes for 2017, then to try to get them in, then the quarterly thing, you know how that ends up. It is what it is, right? It is what it is. I don't want to dive into something that I've talked about with a lot of people on the air here in America Tonight. Not lately, but we're going to start to talk about currency. And how about cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrencies are kind of I just read a big headline on this, are the new internet counterculture. And where it ends up and what happens with it, you know, we had Steve Jobs on. You can see where my mind is. I need an Apple computer, that's what I'm thinking at. We had on not the late Steve Jobs, because that would be something if that happened. Steve Forbes, which was also something, and I asked him about cryptocurrencies because I watched him speak, and he was not a fan, but I know other people who are big fans of cryptocurrencies and actually think that there is a good chance that they could, that they could end up rock in the world, and that you can end up with some great rewards by having cryptocurrencies, but it might really be the people that got in early. So we're going to talk about that next week on America Tonight at the tail end of the week. We're going to dive more specifically into cryptocurrencies. All right, hang with us. Put your feet up, relax. We got much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. you can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, so we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions here on ATN and give you the haps of what's probably going on in your neighborhood, what people are talking about. Obviously, the Comey thing, if you're interested in another one of these books, and Comey's book supposedly says that Trump is untethered to the truth, untethered to unethical and untethered to truth. So you may see a bunch of statements like that in it, and I think he'll make a splash and maybe sell some books, but just like we've seen before. So that's what happens. There's the big buildup for it, what the book promises, but what will the book deliver? That's the thing. Is it going to deliver anything that's going to be so utterly shocking? We're going to be blown away, right? All right, in the meantime, while you were sleeping, here's a couple of other things that happened. I found out that alcohol takes X amount of years off of your life, right? It's crazy because you go to Europe and they say, no, no. We start kids with a glass of wine when they're kids, and it, look what it does physically to them. It helps them. It's good. They're not saying they're drinking tons of wine, but if they just have a glass of wine. So now, supposedly, we're drinking too much, and it's cutting us short of our lifespan. We're cutting our lifespan short. So they say even the most casual drinkers among us that are following the recommendations, we're still not in a good space. The University of Cambridge analyzed about 600,000 drinkers around the world. Their findings showed that the U.S. recommendation for alcohol is too high and could be leading to the shorter life expectancies, like I mentioned, and it should be lowered. They say that the study shows that drinking alcohol at levels that were believed to be safe is actually linked with, again, earlier deaths. The study urged countries to change their recommendations to no more than 100 grams of alcohol per week. That would be 7 drinks in the U.S. 7 drinks in a week. And they say that's better. So, wow. And then they even gave years for what it would cut down, what they believe it would cut down. If you have 350 grams a week, it shortens your life by 5 years. I don't know. Get that extra beer or two in. Are you cutting yourself short? Are you messing with the abacus of life and trying to figure out how much you got left of it? This study also showed, didn't just blame the U.S. Cambridge didn't just blame the U.S. They also said Spain, Portugal, and Italy have recommended limits nearly 50% higher than the 100-gram threshold. And the study used self-reported alcohol consumption across the 19 high-income countries. So 50% of the participants admitted to drinking more than 100 grams. Now, here is the crummy part of this. So this is what's crummy. What does it mean? The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say, listen, excessive alcohol use leads to heart disease, stroke, and cancer. Well, none of you listening to me want that, of course. And they also came up with this deal that one in six Americans binge drink weekly, downing about 7 drinks an outing. 7 drinks an outing? I got to tell you, 7 drinks, I could not do 7 drinks an outing. I mean, no. But I know there are people, certainly, that can. I mean, I think there's kind of 2 waves of people. There's the casual drinker, and then there's the partier, the person that they drink more. And maybe it's a couple of days packed in, and it's not spread out through the week. But in what I've seen, the people that I come across or people I know, it really goes into that. Or else, there's 3 categories. I know people, they just don't drink because they came from alcoholics or they grew up with alcoholics. They don't want to even go near alcohol, but they're fine with other people drinking. Or they are just definitely casual, or they're definitely more of kind of what I would call the party person. So it's interesting, that study, but 600,000 people and that admitting what kind of consumption they had. So 7 drinks a week. All right, here's something else that's been talked about, and maybe it's just my childhood, but the Sandlot cast is reunited 25 years later, and they played baseball. So I love this. For the 25th anniversary of this movie, they did get together for a bit on the Today Show, and it included, you know, Bertram, Repeat, DeNunez, you know, gosh, the Jet. I'm just trying to think of some of the names off the top of my head. I watched it. And Squints. And I love it that they were, you know, they were out there hamming it up. 25 years after the movie was released. Very cool. They look very different, I have to say. And if you didn't see it, you can catch it. It's all over, you know, just whatever search engine you have. You can go and search it and you'll find it. And it's pretty cool. Somebody sent me a text to go and look at it, so I knew to look for that. But that was a movie. I love that movie. I love the theme in that movie. I love the kids in that movie. Someone said, oh, that's like a guy movie. I don't think it's a guy movie. I thought it was relatable across the board. I don't think it was just a guy movie. So people were kind of buzzing about that, right? They were. And how about this? I love this story. Speaking of Sandlot, I read a story today, and I want to say it was like in the USA Today. you know, because I read so much, and I want to say that's where I found it. And I think my pal Tom Shad wrote it, but that's why I came across it. But anyway, his story was about this fourth grade student that skipped school to go to the Cubs home opener, went to Wrigley Field with a sign that said, "Skipping school, don't tell Principal Verse Lewis." Then the student, a kid named Tucker Steckman, ran into the principal at the game, ran into the principal who was on the sign that he was holding up. He told the newspaper that he called in sick to attend the Cubs game, but it seems that the principal called in sick to go to the Cubs game as well. So isn't that interesting? The Cubs lost to the Pirates, by the way, on opening day 8-5. But I think it's funny that the kid had this awesome-looking sign that said, you know, don't tell the principal. And then, boom, it's one of those gotcha moments. Hey, by the way, we're here, too. So we're skipping. It's just so clever that they had that ready. But they had no idea that he was going to... that he was going to be there. But sure enough, voila. Meanwhile, we zip over to technology for odds and ends. And how about this? Nearly 1 in 10 Americans have deleted their Facebook accounts. Remember, Facebook has a ton of people who are faithful to them. But when you say 1 in 10, they're deleting the Facebook accounts because of privacy concerns. That's why. They don't want their data taken away. And remember, Zuckerberg, or manipulated, Mark Zuckerberg just testified on the Hill, and they're taking it a little bit. People are trying to find other ways to connect, and there are certainly other streams of social media where you could do it. It's just that Facebook is so easy, and a lot of people are used to it. But I would say, Zuckerberg, one more bad breach of any sort, and that number will just kill that company. I think you'll see that more people will abandon ship, because I actually think that number is kind of small. But I think it would change should there be any more problems, right? And then the playoffs are going on, and it's interesting. The NHL sent, I think, a pretty chilling message with the suspension of Drew Doughty. And the reason why is because of an illegal check to the head of a Vegas Golden Knight forward, William Carrier, that could have sent him. What a pleasure to have you, as I said on the show. We could talk to you for hours. Thanks so much.
And also, I want to mention, Kate, that I did narrate the audiobook, and it's out there on Audible Audio. If you want to listen to me tell it to you, you
awesome.
Can go there.
I love it. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Kate.
I've been saving myself for you, just you, no one but you. I've staked my heart in your name.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A girl's best friend. You remember that old song, Carol Channing? I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard the song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure-grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure-grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Mm. It's put in a greenhouse. It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. These are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is there's seven times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines and digging all the dirt, water, and the air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on a major event in your life, starting a life, a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involved destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of one-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask, I would think. You know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about, in this, the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and the pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And as more and more of the world enters the middle class, they want the things American middle class people have, which is diamond rings, diamond earrings, et cetera.
Yeah. With the, you know, with the lab-grown diamonds, is it still the same thing where I can shop? Okay, it's already been grown, and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color and what you would normally do with diamonds?
Sure. These come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless, or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect, and if they don't have pure-grown diamonds, they can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Have you ever, I think it'd be cool to see it go from to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about, the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any 1 second, it's, you know, it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots, it's like planting something in this lab, watching it grow, and then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds, and that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 221 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting. And I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison. And again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very 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 cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.